Our scripture lesson this morning, or reading I should say, is from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell the stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. The word of God for the people of God.
Thankful also to have all of you as well. Would you join with me in prayer? We're grateful, Lord, for how you continue to speak. You've spoken once again, and this morning it's happened in a number of different ways. And now through Scripture, your living word, you remind us that you continue to be at work in us. We belong to you. Thank you for that truth, that reality. And it's in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. I want you to go ahead and look at somebody else right now. Not me. Look at somebody else right now. And I think you might like saying this to this person. This might be a phrase that you'll use. And some of you will have a really ornery look on your face whenever you say this. Now do I have your attention? Go ahead and look that person right in the eyes and say, "The devil made me do it." Yeah. I can guarantee whenever I have a group say that to one another, it's going to be that response. And I'll see some of the most ornery looks. And I'm making mental notes about these people I need to call and talk to during the week and about what it may have been. I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't even look at this group. Yeah, absolutely. Amen. Flip Wilson, who was a comedian and had a television show back in the 70s, had a character, Geraldine, and Geraldine, that was one of her favorite phrases to kind of encapsulate an awful lot of behavior and things that were done. In reality, as Christians, we understand that spiritual warfare, things that go on within our souls, our hearts, our minds, our bodies, but also things that go on in the world, that's a very real thing. Now, while it doesn't explain everything, it's a reality, it's a challenge that we have as the people of God to recognize that there are things that are going on in the spiritual realm that we probably don't completely understand. And that's okay. Even if we don't completely understand it, even if we don't completely comprehend it, the things that are going on in the spiritual realm, we understand, are still in God's control. In other words, God has the final victory still. But there's another force at work as well, the devil. And he is at work. And he's at work today. Do we need to fear the devil? No. Do we need to be aware of how he whispers into our ears, how he speaks into our hearts, how he speaks into the hearts of others? Yes, and at least name it. And at least name it. That's why oftentimes whenever I pray with people, I say with great authority, in the name of Jesus Christ. And there's also a very simple phrase, in the name of Jesus, Satan, get behind me. Because we understand that God is the one leading us, not the enemy. Is he still at work? Will he still be at work even when we pray that prayer? Yes, absolutely. And the scripture passage today speaks about that. Because even Jesus, who's filled with the Holy Spirit, is tempted. Sometimes in scriptures, we want to rush to the real juicy part. No, we want to rush to the part that we feel is most important within that passage. And so we rush ahead to the place where he says that man should not live by bread alone, and when he faces up against the devil concerning earthly power, and whenever he faces the tempter, whenever he challenges Jesus to go ahead and really trust in God. But even before that, right at the very beginning, are key words to understand. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit. In Luke, this particular scripture passage falls right after the baptism of Jesus. Jesus being filled by the Holy Spirit, the dove literally descending upon him. And it was very clear that this was and is the Son of God, the one who was promised and prophesied and the one who was delivered. So Jesus was filled by the Holy Spirit. He was just coming out of a time of real power and being very nurtured and strengthened. And I want to ask you a question just to ponder. Think about times in your life which were real celebrations. Think about times in life whenever things were going well. Think about times in life whenever you felt like you were really in a groove. You know what I'm talking about whenever I say in a groove? Things are just really coming together, very smooth. And then think about a time right after that when the wheels fell off. Whenever there was bad news. Whenever there was something sudden and jarring that shook you to your very core. Don't fret. Don't fear. Don't feel like God has abandoned you in those situations. Because Jesus went through the very same thing. The very same thing. Things are going well, empowered, and then all of a sudden led by the Holy Spirit out into wilderness times. This is something that modern Christians need to understand, need to embrace, actually. Sometimes the wilderness is where we grow the most. That's where we are challenged. Sometimes it's being in the wilderness that we are sustained, we are strengthened for what lies ahead. I have had the experience of going out into the desert, of literally being led, not by the Holy Spirit, but by some brothers in Christ. And a couple of them have done this to me. Brothers that I trust, literally with my life. Because if all of a sudden they kicked me out, I wouldn't know where I was. And we were out in the middle of nowhere, and I trusted that they would get me back. And it was amazing, however, to also see the beauty that exists out in the wilderness right all around us, folks. Anybody ever take a trip out there? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you've never been so happy to see another vehicle with one of those flags waving, right? You've never been so happy. Oh, I guess I'm not lost unless they're lost also. And you're out in the wilderness and you see things that you would never see if you didn't get off the beaten path. You see things that you'd never see if you didn't really kind of get out there and get out of your comfort zone and experience those things. In the wilderness, we can grow. We become even stronger. And in the spiritual wilderness, we understand who we are to rely on. Who is that? Absolutely. As my brother in Christ last week in the children's time said, I hope you answer God. Jesus, you see, was there. And certainly, Satan came against him. It also says that he was famished. Famished. How do you act when you're hungry? Now you can say the devil made me do it if you want to. Go ahead. I don't mean to look at anybody in particular. And maybe sometimes whenever your stomach's growling or whenever you're hungry or when you think that the people that you're with should have stopped for lunch by now, don't know what time it is, or shouldn't we be there and at least get a little snack or have something available? So, and you get a little bit grumpy, and you're not your best. What's happening here in this scripture passage, in those first verses, before we get to what we even consider the juicy parts, the meaty parts, guess what it speaks to us? Jesus has experienced what we do. And if Jesus has experienced what we do, then that means he understands us. And if Jesus understands us, that means God understands us. That is hope. What an awesome, wonderful truth to know as we enter into this Lenten journey. God knows what we're going through. God knows what we have gone through. God's going to be with us with what we're going to have to go through. That, my friends, is the greatest hope you'll ever hear. For the most difficult challenges, for the challenges that literally break our hearts, and almost break our spirits. For the worst of all news that's received. For the bad news and then the more bad news. God understands because Jesus experienced it before you did. God understands whenever you cry out in the wilderness. God understands whenever you bare your soul. God understands when you're mad at Him or frustrated. God receives it all because He loves you. And always will. Always, always will. My friends, more than giving up something for Lent, like Brussels sprouts that I've given up for Lent. It's a spiritual discipline, I understand, but I'm going to suck it up and do it this year. More than giving up something for Lent, embrace those times when you feel that you are in the wilderness, the spiritual wilderness. Be open to those times when God leads you to that place and challenges you and helps you to be able to grow. Certainly, it might not be the best place or the most comfortable place, let's say, to be. But when God leads us into that place, whatever it may look like, God is doing a new thing in us. You know what happened right after Jesus was in the wilderness? Facing all these temptations, facing the enemy square on, face to face, facing all these challenges. You know what happens? Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit. Filled with the power of the Spirit, heading into the wilderness times. Filled and nurtured by the power of the Spirit, heading out of the wilderness times. Will God do the same with us? Yes! Will God do the same with us, His people? Are you the people of God?
Yes.
Will God do the same with you?
Yes.
That, my friends, is hope, true hope, that the enemy can never conquer. I want you to think about the wilderness. Times that you've been in it, maybe you're in it right now, or maybe you feel like you're heading into it. And how God is guiding you and strengthening you through those times. Join with me in prayer.